What our scrub reminds members was that this study tour was organized by this committee to go and learn, and much was about the understanding of the control of migration. Not only migration, generally the movement of people during the welfare. Therefore, we're looking at the challenges that will be facing South Africa during the Soccer World Cup with regards to the port of entry, the documentation, the issue of a visa, raising of the visa, and all of these other things that the Germans were working on during the Soccer World Cup. Part of what we hope that the committee then was led by myself and members of the committee. Therefore, the study tour then they proceeded. Were met by the embassy officials, approaches the mission, we met the ambassador, who took us through the organizations in Germany. I remember they read this report, Therefore, this report does not have recommendations, members. Part of what we left out was that either when we come there, we can then agree as to what would be or what would be the role of Home Affairs, which ourselves we have not yet had an opportunity to engage with the Department of Home Affairs with regards to their preparation for the World Cup. Meaning that at some point we informed the person who was heading the Soccer World Cup committee within Home Affairs, and there were problems that person could not move. That time when we were at the head office, in the meeting that took place between ourselves and the officials, that person was part of the meeting, which we then informed that there's going to be a change of what they did and all of the other things that followed. Therefore, as we speak today, we don't have a concrete position or with regards to a plan as to how we will be dealing with the issues of a movement control in the country during the World Cup. Looking at capacity at the airport, capacity at the, all sorts of things in general, which is a responsibility of human rights. We have not yet looked at that. We have not looked at the challenges that we will be confronted with during the World Cup, especially from our neighboring countries. People will definitely want to come and watch football, and most of them will come without the investment and all of that. I think this is one of the areas that they will have to begin to engage the department, especially when it comes to the issue of port of entry. I think it must be very clear that our content demand will be around the port of entry, but generally again, the issue of the borderline in these other areas that are meant by the police and the army, at some point it will be important for us to get that policy, because I would believe very strongly that the Home Affairs police and the army, they were hand in hand with regards to the issues of the BCO issue, the border and control coordinating committee. Therefore, this report obviously was then to understand the systems that the Germans have put in place, we have taken through all the systems that they have put in place. Likely with them that it's not as a problem because they are part of the EU. But what do you call them as a neighbor country? What do you call them? Yeah. So they do not have much of a problem with regards to the movement control of. Well, generally, the population within Europe have what they call one for a system of movement they control. So it's different from what we find in South Africa compared to the Germans. So therefore for them it was very easy. The only thing that they were concerned about was that there were about 40,000 soldiers who were waiting outside to come to the church of Germany once they went up there. were informed that there were over 20,000 persons in that actors that killed in Germany. Forty thousand. But already by that time,
There are still outstanding funds
teacher owed to the department. For example, what the general is saying, the performance audit conducted during 2000 indicated that as of November 1999, airline companies owed the department 4.15 million in penalties. And the implementation chairperson is that in terms of the law, if 3 years have passed, you are not going to be able to claim that money back. That's why I'm supporting the idea of calling the department. And also the same companies can declare themselves insolvent. If they are insolvent, you are not going to get your money back. Thank you, Chairman.
Alright, members, can we, certain points are taken because I think it's one of the areas that others would have to note them and as we'll be engaging with the department on the issues of the those monies that have been owed to Home Affairs. We need to know what things that they put in place to monitor or to get that money back. So these are the questions that the committee will have to perform.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, I agree with you about the port of entry, the neighboring country, that Germany was working with the neighboring country. But my question will be on the people who are coming in illegally, who are jumping fences. Do you think that if things are still going on like this, are we going to be able to get help from our neighboring country? Thank you, Chairperson. That's the question also.
Chairperson, I could follow up to the content by content material. Chairperson, as what is happening in South Africa, I don't believe it's correct to keep on arresting people meanwhile those departments like defense and state and security are not to get from men across the border if they're supposed to be. Because if you arrest the people inside the country and somebody is not manning the border, those people are going to come back. And then the money you are spending on transporting those people, you are playing, Jefferson. Instead, they must use that money to fund the people who support the money and then the poor, Jefferson.
A good man?
Yeah, thank you. So just maybe one thing I want to raise. I mean, we now, I think 3 weeks to go, and then we're back in February. So it may be appropriate, also in the light of the international conference that took place in Belgium, I think, in June, July, that maybe in February that we have a thorough workshop 2 days, looking at migration, immigration, what is the trends, what is the department putting on the table, you know, for the next 2 years. Just to maybe, we've got also a lot of new members, that we maybe just a bit, workshop around it and see what is the, you know, the plans of the department in the light of the task team and the migration branch, what is the milestones we're looking at? Because I think we must maybe, now that we nearly, maybe a fourth of, there's about 16 months away from the term, that we just maybe take stock in terms of migration. You know, where we want to go, and as portfolio committee, and then maybe look at that in February, March.
Yeah. Just a follow-up to what Gutmann is saying. I'm interested to know what has the department or what are the agreements with SADC? Or are they going to come in here into the country with free passports? In other words, during the 2010 period, will they just have a free walk into the country? with internationals, what, how liberal are they, what is the position? So rather than guessing, one would like to hear what has been agreed upon with, during that period.
Yes. Now, members, I think all the points that the members are raising, and what we need to do ourselves will be firstly before the workshop, the Honorable Jokman, and then what the committee has raised. I think what we should do would be to invite the department, especially on the issue of the Soccer World Cup. Then, out of that, we can then ask the following questions as states and members. Because currently we're operating in a sort of, we don't know what is the GSM, what other stakeholders are involved in, and the entire immigration law, correctly as you say, that how we going to have a special waiver of visa fees and all of those things. So the fact is that for the Zimbabweans to come to South Africa, they will have to pay £1,000 with the current situation to get a visa for us. And £1,000 is the salary that you pay for everything in the current system. Now, we expect an ordinary to what the Zimbabweans are at. There's some way in Nigeria take a bus probably for 6 hours, go to Harare, apply for a visa, not even they won't have money to pay. Or just walk less than 50 kilometers to the borderline in the course of the road. These are very small challenges. At the same time, as we're dealing with this, we need to engage around that subject as well, on the facilitation of free movement of suffering. Because we can link it very well with that. With what are the, what, where are we now with regards to the preparation for that? I mean, we rectify the thing now. Part of what has happened with our group, but it's not yet much debate around that issue. And there's a wide implication. And we have not yet pinned it down ourselves and say, as a committee, let's have a national debate. You're part of our engagement with the country. They're being, in fact, emphasizing the point of public education to educate the masses for them to understand who's protocol. And ourselves, we've not even had the national debate and we're rectified now. So I would think that that workshop, the honorable members, we should put up time, link it up, to Mr. the protocol. So the question that Mr. Khan is asking, it can be a relevant question, because if you get from the change in the next, say, 2010, in the next 3 years' time, I would definitely believe that most countries in South Africa would have rectified us. And if all of us have rectified, if the majority of the countries have rectified us, it comes into operation. If it comes into operation, what preparation is available? Not only ourselves, but even our subject country, what is it that is happening? I think we need to have some of the food briefing on the subject preparation for this program. And again, not relying on the Department of Home Affairs only for that information. The second subject we have covered through Parliament, we can be able to make arrangements to get a full briefing. Because it involves a number of things which the Department may not even deal with us. The issue of standardization of the information. The issue of harmonization of immigration law is inside. It involves quite a number of things that needs to be looked at, that protocol. The issue of documentation, my worry is that we will be putting up wonderful systems in place. Wonderful ID, smart card, what's called the ID, in part for the development. But our neighboring countries, within Sadek, would not be able to meet that standard. So what is the standard that is set for Sadek, what's called the documentation piece. So if you're looking at this informed by what we call doing the business in Germany, there's a standardized, even if each country can do their e-passport, but they are conforming within a particular standard. And what informs the current, the new a Western passport that you are doing. What informs that? Is it in line with the standard for a standard? Because these are very relevant questions. They're very relevant questions. That we do not have to spend ourselves having to spend money at some point where we have to break down the standard again. And we have spent billions and billions of them at some point where they have to come and conform with the standard. So we need to get into this conversation to this person. They need to tell us what informs them to arrive at this point. Are they taking into account all of these things? Because these things people will take them very light. But at some point, they'll have to come into operation. The standard protocol will have to come into operation at some point. And once it comes there, the level in which we have prepared ourselves as a country. Because most countries will be defined and the mission of what will happen. And are we moving, developing to this system which our neighboring countries cannot do? We'll have a situation where there's a reader, which is what they call this reader, that's your reader passport. Within SADC, the countries within SADC that are going to have the same passport that would be having in South Africa. It may not be the same, but would we be able to raise any passport that is in Europe? In Europe, any person who has a European passport can go to any port of entry and use his or her passport, can be read. Because they have standardized the whole thing and they have centralized information there. So I think these are some of the things that I know that the department is moving and it's moving very well, but we need to make sure that we have to move. We are conforming to the standards that we push for. We want to set ourselves as a region. Yes, hosted and followed by our program.
Thank you, Chairperson. I just want to add by saying, Chairperson, to remind the members that we attended workshops where the DM immigration. The first workshop that I personally attended was in Botswana. The aims and objectives are the same workshop we attended in Johannesburg. Those SADC countries, the main aim of saying, please implement this agreement between SADC to allow the people, the human movement of people into the country. Their main aim is to come and get the benefits the South Africans are getting. First of all, they want the grant. Secondly, they want the old age pension, like all the South Africans. Before, Jefferson, as you rightly put it, that we just agreed in Parliament without checking the implement. We did not discuss with the Department of Social Development whether they are going to cope to give each and everybody attention, especially from SADC, because nobody will leave South Africa to go and look for pension in Zimbabwe, because there's in Zimbabwe, Zambia, Malawi, Mozambique, there are no pensions, no grants for the children, no RDP houses. The only thing which you can get is here in South Africa. I'm just also getting to what the chairperson has said. I agree with my colleague with regard to a workshop. But chairperson, I'm pleading that we request the department agency to come and address this thing because they are not implementing immigration laws. Thank you, chairperson.
Let me give a
Thank you, Chairperson. With the having a disadvantage of not starting with the meeting, I think I will have to apologize for arriving at this late. But I think as I was listening to the Chairperson as I was coming in, it was in regards to the visit that the portfolio committee made in general. And the main focus was in line with the World Cup. Seeing that we will also be hosting the World Cup in 2010. But I think as SADC, we could see that our head of state are really moving, and then moving very fast with us, and without us. And we have just seen the Namibia, Botswana, and our country, and our president here opening up a gate for game reserve for the tourists. And I think that in itself, it says to us, people who will be coming to South Africa for the World Cup, they won't be coming only for the World Cup. They will be coming for many other different things that they want to see in SADC and our neighboring countries. So it is upon us to say which other departments are relevant in ensuring that we are hosting and ensuring that even the SADC countries will benefit out of the World Cup. Then it then says that your environment and tourism department also needs to be taken on board. But the Department of Home Affairs correctly has stated that they must lead on this thing. Let us have a brief from the Department of Home Affairs to say, here we are up to so far, and then people who are having interest are also who are going to have an influence into the whole process. It is tourism, then we must also bring on board our section security. We must also ensure that we have a well-coordinated communication strategy with our neighboring countries. Surely, some of the other people, as we have heard, they will be slipping over to on other countries than slipping in South Africa. So it is important, Chairperson, that we must take the issue of the protocol into account and try to debate it as an issue that we want to see it in operation in 2010. I thank you.
All right, Jonas, I think that sort of really come to the sort of end of this engagement. It was quite a very good engagement. But it's clear to me that we need more time. We need that workshop that the Honorable Member this month, and we can then arrange with other people who specialize in conditions of migration, like some one of the stakeholders that is working with the Health Department of Sanitary Institute. But the Department of Home Affairs is not as important. This is the panel. Because this is the implementation of the Immigration Act and the Immigration Regulation. Even if when you go through this report, you'll find that there are some challenges within the Foreign Office. In our engagement with the staff in those offices, they've raised a number of people who clearly make the more hard of the immigration. So therefore, members, can I then move that part of what we must then do, I think, will be to have a coordinated parliamentary committee on the issue of food cards. The current is that the food committee in Parliament is the one that is responsible for the World Cup. Soccer World Cup, and it's not true. In fact, it touches a number of committees. So I think part of what we must call for will be, not even if when we invite people to come into Body Parliament, they always go to one committee, which is a sports committee, but nothing to do with issues of home affairs, peace and security, or nothing to do with that much, you know? So I think it's important that we should make a call to Parliament to establish this committee, maybe the soccer 2010 World Cup Committee in Parliament, which consists of the sum of committees, which I say, that can look at, you know, all these reports, process them, even filter them, different committees and so on. So currently there's no coordination with regards to the work of the issue of the World Cup. So on that note, therefore, members, I want us to then adopt this report and then agreeing that adoption of the report, but we still want to bring back, we'll use the report in our relation to the Department of Home Affairs in the next round of that particular agency that we've got. Can I then move to the adoption of the report? Can we then, members, adopt this report? And then, as you adopt this report, we then say that the engagement with the Department of Home Affairs, the new report will form based on the engagement with the Department, and hence, do not have proper accommodation that we put in. And we will be able to make accommodations after engagement with the Department. And last note, the report is then adopted by the committee this morning. I think it was a wonderful jump. The second,
Chairperson, I wonder, are we going to 2006 together with the one of 2007, or we do them separate? Thank you.
The report of the Bukhulu Commission on Human Rights, starting from the new year, June 27th. This is a report that we, as the committee, went to Germany to study the implementation of the on the e-platform, and to look at the systems that the government have that the route that the government has made. The only thing that would have to deal with here is in the game is that we still going out there on the turnaround team to be able to see that through some of the issues. But what really members observed there was the same implementation of the impact force and the issue of the smart cars, smart drivers, ID, and the general system that we saw how they are implementing. When we're in Germany, they have not yet implemented the pass. They are on the eve of launching the e-passport. They have not yet started the work for the implementation of that passport. Therefore, they were still in the site for the process. Therefore, it's something that I think we have learned and we have seen what the e-passport is all about and the number of things that. Therefore, I think members will have it and just make a decision. The only thing that I want us to focus on maybe would be on the recommendation that members may want to add or delete anything that they see to approve the judgment by the committee section without really allowing members to participate. So part of the recommendations was the issue of the death registration, you know, it should be instantly registered as a fiction and collaboration and some of the things. I mean, we're trying to look at the issue of death registration, things are actually comparing to what we saw there. And I'm not sure that that would be more relevant to the report, the issue of the death registration, the separation. The government would make it priority to see that the department opts for e-system more than trying to pick up a personal that would be saved. No, just thinking through these things, because there's not even a change to work on to them, because some of them, I think, they are things that we may not be able to just think through this document. Just do those for your initiative, okay?
The committee would engage the department to opt for the e-system more than trying to gain access from them, but that will be operating without the proper system.
Yeah.
Number two, the department to account for the number of sick patients to do research on hiring. The Department of Human Rights to be encouraged to opt for the route that the Independent Electoral Commission took when they were registering people for the first national election so that the investigation could be updated. Parliament should establish a parliamentary training committee as a matter of urgency to oversee and prepare for the workers for the World Cup. Men for Rostow and Bundes Rotterdam could arrange for the immediate supervision of the e-government project, if argumented with by all stakeholders.
Okay. Now, remember, this, especially with the last point, I'm not sure that is relevant, this last point. I'm not sure that we have said that. This is anything. That this will be kind of something that we agree on the solution of the country, which is not for us. So therefore, my proposal is that one, that line should be deleted from that option. And the second thing that I should maybe think of would be either without, having, all of this arrangement, would be nice if we can get the department for a briefing to brief the committee before I think we can get, because these are clearly new areas that we ourselves do not specialize in. Therefore, I'm not sure that the recommendations that you see the members here will be relevant. Okay, but members can some comment and add anything. I'm not sure of any of the response. That's before. It comes when we in Germany do a thing going to roll out their impact costs. So therefore, to find that they may be having their own problem on the rollout or on the system itself. And then we ourselves want to make the community that it doesn't sort of this thing. It may be a problem. But let me hear from those who are
thank you, Chairperson. We need a question to all the CFRS. When we met the people for the MMO, they got the issue of ID, authentic ID and passport. They reminded us, Chairperson, about our operation in Peter Itokoma, which is a very good policy from the department. But coming to the implementation of that program, it was only limited up to December last year. But the department officials are keep on making the same mistake at the expense of the people. My recommendation, Chairperson, I would love to recommend to the minister to waiver the operation of on the part of the community, because the community don't have money to pay for the mistake which is recurring on the part of the department. It should also go in line with the mistake committed by the officials. For example, people in the rural area, as you rightly put, when you talk about people from Zimbabwe paying these of 1,000 rand, to correct the mistake on your ID check, to have proper system in place, you're supposed to pay a certain amount of money. But you are not the one who caused the wrong problem. Many people, Chairperson, they used to find themselves married to unknown patterns. When you want to correct that 15, Chairperson, you are supposed to pay a certain amount. And then how are we going to have a proper system in place, Chairperson, while we are having a recurring mistake on the other side? The department is not going to compensate by paying the amount for after you raise discrepancies. My recommendation is that we request the minister, because he is also aware of what is happening in his department, when he raised this operation in Tokyo to Oman. Another edition, Chairperson, do you remember late registration? It still came on. If late registration is still carrying on, but why should you terminate correcting the mistake? Thank you, Chair. Chair, I'd like to support that last view. I don't think it should matter though whether people have got the money to pay or not, although it's obviously very important. I think it's a matter of course if any member of the public goes to Home Affairs and applies for a document and the document is either incorrect or is lost, they should, as a matter of course, be able to reapply or get documents or know if it's should be from the public department. Because as the previous speaker is quite correct, it shouldn't happen an awful lot. And I don't think it should matter whether one can afford to put an application again or not. I think it will show up very quickly how the department is making mistakes, and I think it will help them to very quickly stop making so many mistakes when they see the cost of the debt. So I'd like to endorse that we actually apply to the Minister and make it a matter of law in this country. We make one payment, one application, to either become or back incorrect or pass or come back incorrect, or they lose your marriage certificate or the register or whatever, the automatic is done for that extra cost.
So my members, what will then do, I think, on the list of the recommendations that we have made then, I think the only recommendation that I'll agree with would be that this one of the on the issues of the recommendations that we have listed here, the only recommendation I think that will take will be that one of the committee. The Christian committee, I think that one would be for me would be the issue of best education should be agency of research. And the issue of the best education, I think, is one of the things that would opt for me. So it's the first one. And then the committee would make it priority to teach me that it's coming. No, you leave that one. The second one is off. The second one of the department come out and account for a number of people. No, you leave this one. We'll get a full briefing on hand at the front point, right? You leave that. You take it out. Take it out, right? I mean, the Department of Foreign Affairs should look for the route, but you leave that one, we'll get the briefing. Because already you have listed the benefits for having a proper you get your fish man. Fish man, you do this, you structure it in hand for the security of equipment, accountability, information. Compliance with the EU visa requirements, South Africa will be part of equipment. That's fine. Those ones, I think, are very, very strong. So you can figure out the rest of the things. Then add what policy has already done. That the department should work with the. No, I'm saying that the department should work within the subject, you know, standards, in implementing the e-passport, such as the internet. And the department to come up with the ways and means to help. Especially the most disadvantaged people with regards to change was for the correcting of their business. They call it correcting of spending whatever. Localization of complications, yes.
Additionally, we don't want to put the limits to the disadvantaged people. I think we want to establish the principle that if a partner agrees with a document, no one is required.
and all of these things, sometimes when the budget goes to inform that will be the speeding up of the national support for the thing. The government again is one very important thing for us. Is there anything that members want to add as the report would have now to go for the adoption, or is there anything that members want to do? So if that's the mention that you were thinking of in the strategy.
Yes, Chairperson, before we summarize, if we talk about implementing the budget agreement, it's very difficult for South Africa, Chairperson, because there are no similarities. Other countries like Malawi, they don't have health force, some of them, they don't have ID and birth certificate. How are you going to realize there is no similarity? South Africa and Botswana and Namibia, Chairperson, if you attend subject meetings, Chairperson, are the only countries which can cope somewhere. But other, the rest, Chairperson, nothing is existing. If you say South Africa, are going to implement, how are they going to implement if they are not similarities? For our head of state, it's very good to agree, but when it comes to implementation on the part of the country, it's very difficult. My request, Chairperson, is that we should just stick to our immigration laws and what we have ratified as South African Parliament. Implement where possible.
I think what we should do, members, I see that there are a number of paragraphs that are not consuming the business properly with the social system. Can we sort of either way of adopting what is correcting? I see a number of corrections that
I agree that
We'll adopt this report with the
policy
that I left with the report with the first paragraph that really is not have to be in this report. Can you agree on that?
Okay.
Can you adopt the report with correction that we find? I see that the major issues that I've identified them again is that the
Thank you, Chair. Chairperson, I would agree with the proposal that you have just put on the table. But there are other duplications that I also identified.
Okay.
But at the same time, there are also similarities with the 2006 report.
Mm.
So whatever has been identified in the 2006 report, I don't think there is a need to be duplicated in the 2007 report. So this one might be really being brought to a very small four-page report if we can look into it. And then that's the route that I think we should take. And then I agree with that. Let us correct it and adopt it with correction.
Okay, that's fine. Agreed.
I would like to have the courage here.
Yes,
sir. If you talk of immigration laws, our immigration laws, and you have, they are still working on a protocol with other countries. It isn't, common sense tells me that those agreements and protocols which are agreed upon, they are meant to neutralize or to supersede our immigration laws. Isn't that the case? Meaning, we may have our immigration laws, because I suspect that is the reason why we are not carrying on with immigration laws, because we still have to finalize our agreement with subject countries. The common sense tells me that.
So that's why it's very important then to the state that in our engagement with the department, we need to be sort of taken through step by step where they and then what's happening with Infotech, but what them going to need that would be this collaboration and the harmonization of the immigration laws and all that. If you remember the last thing when we do the immigration existence, and it was this call of the harmonization of the immigration laws in Infotech. And the protocol that was just ratified now talks exactly of what we are saying. So therefore, can we then remember that the part of the guilty that we think, because everything that we are adopting, it tells us the challenges on the way as we see that as we call it. So we're beginning to focus on again for other directions. So we know some of the things we have the ability to again at some point with regard to the standard protocol among the whatever was that the thing you can do that particular level.
Yes,
sir.
Truly speaking, all subject countries, they don't have immigration laws to support the question raised by people. We are still very far to reach a stage where we can say we can harmonize. We agree that we are talking to the report and you and the secretary go and sit down and write it properly.
Thank you very much. The report is done. I agreed upon corrections that will be made. But obviously, when the corrections are made, the second report, members, is the report of the portfolio committee, the third report, the report of the portfolio committee on home affairs, the portfolio committee on home affairs, having undertaken over 5 visits on the 6th June, July, to the 10th address in Portal School. To where? CRI, the portfolio. CRI. You know what I mean? Well, more The trip to Hawkeye members was the one that we ended up going to Dindela. From Dindela, we dated the 30th July. 30th July.
To the 3rd of August.
To the 3rd of August. Okay. We met with Tarsa, went to the IEC Independent Electoral Commission, or the Golden Electoral Commission. After that, we went to Malabar Star. We went to the government building work.
Not
where head office. Okay. You make copies on the program. I don't know about that.
No, I don't know.
It's here.
Where you guys go to this? On the next page.
Introduction.
Yeah. What is the thing about like when you come back to my office?
When the diamond one?
With
Oh, okay. Just to come and make the presentation before the portfolio committee. The research on what is on the office in the room now. With the research on the state of Is that the turnaround team of the task team? Given, turnaround is here. The final report of the intervention task team. So how does it come to the people of coffee? How does it find its way into the report?
Wherever we go, we find there are needs somewhere.
So we say that the department should come and bring the committee on the final findings in the country.
Thank you, sir. Chairperson, on our trip to Gauteng, on the side of Aga, we were at head office. Then we did get a brief. That brief was incomplete. So we then said the turnaround task team should then come and give us a holistic report when they are done with their work.
Thank you. We have been for that. Thank you very much. Thank you for this. When I'm here, I'm not here. I'm not here. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. You remember we came very late in that meeting. So they couldn't give us a comprehensive report. So they only give us a sketch of a report. So we then said they must complete their report and come and give us a comprehensive report when they are done.
Request the task team, the turnaround team.
Turnaround task team.
Give the committee comprehensive report. What about you? Don't. Comprehensive report is that. Babunia used to be a teacher before. I'm very bad with English guys, forgive me. I can speak Shanghai very well. That was very good. I'm writing German and Chinese. No. We will request the task team, the intervention, none of the
turnaround.
Okay. And then the second one, then the department should address the matter as a matter of the department should address
The
department should address the issues of Maharashtra. This was about Maharashtra, I guess. Amen? As a matter of reason. Amen? Again. Failing to which? Failing to which the department should close down that office. I think this was our position at the time. Now I'm sure that they are now addressing the men. So therefore, but to still stand like that, just the recommendation that they made. So how is it going? And then the issue of the temple should be one term.
How did the woman call them? What did you have to your attention?
Because part was that, you see, the problem is that you want to raise the issue of temple in junior report. You raise the problem in the
report.
What are you saying? Because it's when you have officials waiting. At the same time, they are providing the service, but they are using their cell phones and all of that. You know?
Yeah.
But they, and the operating system is in time. They use the cell phones in place of the website. I don't know how you put that one.
Yes.
What was the issue? Where did you pick it up?
If you want to
well, the Victoria office of the Velocity Marona.
If you want to prohibit the use of telephones or telephones alike, you can put the sign here. And I think you could just say it that way, so that anyone who's using a telephone while working in the office will actually be penalized. So I hope my voice is loud enough. Sorry. So
that's a very,
in working out. In fact, they can get a lock up when they can. Yeah, I think that's a good answer. And if you really want to stop it. and blockers being installed on two cell phones.
Again?
The picture of cell phones being taken out.
Where are we now? Thank you, Chef. I remember we were talking about telephones where we were at a government printer. That's where an issue of cell phones was raised. Because of we were told that we should leave our cell phones behind for security reasons, but only to find that when we were, whilst we were inside, employees themselves had cell phones. And then because of that area is having this examination papers and so on, that's where we decided to pin down issues of cell phones in the workplace. It's a government printer.
Okay. Yeah. Can you recommend that, okay, six. What is it? Not that six.
No, yes, but when you raise the issue of cell phones and the first month is cut it. I was busy fighting that in my mind.
One kind of monkey.
Whether it's proper to do so. Because at some stage there's a need for people in the department for official use to contact members. Whilst that switchboard is stuck, which phones or attendance is not good enough. I'm just wondering whether this is the right thing to do.
Chairperson, I think we've got it here on in page 8. Under security. And also takes into the movement of papers. It was concerning examination papers. And then even the chairperson makes a remark that very easy that you can capture.
Or
That's how we are trying to deal with something that Kate is fighting in his mind. Only in the government printing way.
Okay. Can you then say that the DPW should put in place security measures? And in doing so, have a proper policy on the usage of cell phones during waking hours. Would it be right? You want them to do the overall security measure that they must put in place. But at the same time, they must have a policy on, because this is what Kate is saying, maybe that you may not simply want to say people must not come with cell phones. Then there may be a purpose for that, but if they have a policy in place, that governs the usage of a cell phone, then it becomes very easy. And we give the thing government, isn't it? And the same.
Correct.
But then who was the Asia?
Chairperson, I disagree with the recommendation here. Mm. Each and every home affairs office, if you want proper then deliver. Officials are not supposed to bring their cell phones at work because they have official telephone where they only use for official purposes. For their personal chairperson, some of the offices they use to offend the client, instead of concentrating on them, they will just pick up the cell phone
talking, they allow our affairs, they are drinking during the weekend, which is totally against the public safety act.
But that's why I think it's important that the man be a policy safety.
Yes.
So they cannot do this thing to an no, they are policy safety. That is, this house is going to be used for my life. You know, I had a policy saying, it's not cell phones with them, it would be policy. That cell phones will be locked in a particular cell, you know, or you're not allowed to come with a cell phone at a particular level. So there must be policy saying, because if you leave it without much fun, it's obvious. It will be something that takes time to find in this head and you'll never get an answer. So therefore, you know, my proposal, therefore, would be that GPW should put in place security measures in making sure that the movement of the inspection and the monitoring, and in doing so, they must have a what's called a cell phone policy as to how cell phones can be implemented. So then can then apply for me that a public service. So, you know, now, the other thing is all.
I'm still not happy. I think in the environment, security is a very general word. Who is going to run around producing cell phones?
No, it's a policy. Even policy, just put policy in place. I mean, someone will break the policy.
Okay.
The issue of feathers.
Yeah.
Yeah, the issue of human.
Yeah, okay, I think the problem is the use of cell phones in restricted areas.
Yeah.
I think that is the major issue.
Yeah.
So that's really the issue.
Yeah.
I think not cell phones per se, I mean, you can't, you know, put restrictions on an individual. It's very difficult, but in restricted areas, that's where our problem is.
Okay.
Yeah.
The last point that I see, as you go through the report, you still see a number of recommendations that were made. Recommendations, the head of things should address the situation with Marawasa. You can see that once you deal with the old issues, but two recommendations will be changed. But I will specifically focus on that one. The last one, all of these should have further. how we can put it, but apply Chinese management. This man, I'm not saying this point out to you, so
I'll try, but Afrikaans is my first language, but officers should have or should be equipped with the mandatory shredding
machine. Yeah, something like that. Can we move for the adoption of this if there is anything that members should want to add? But there's this issue, man.
It's better to add than to destroy all your papers. If you pay my debt trade, so what?
You should
destroy all
your papers.
One of the things that we trigger throughout this engagement, the issue of the, and we have not yet addressed it in full, the issue of the shooting of prisoners. You know, this movement of Peter Cameron shooting when it's homicide. And at some point, we were informed that there would be this one stop printing wedge. Remember, and because that's where you get all of this documentation. Mr. Moyana says, absolutely, we 100% anything that we hear is accounted for. And then Peter says the same. You know, you remember we call it Peter and homicide at some point. But you still find this language, a passport, an ID book, that are floating all over, which comes from that effect. It's the same data that they use, same preparation, but they are finding their way somewhere because of this. Peter is somewhere somewhere next to Johannesburg, government in Centurion, government in Pretoria, Home Affairs will come up. They have this confusion. Why can't we, out of this record, make this recommendation that the department should explore the possibility of one stop printing workflow? We're not saying they must be, we're saying they must explore.
The point that you are making, I think in the very same document that we are having, page A, paragraph number 3, that point has been made there, to say the Director General agreed with that kind of an arrangement.
The Director General was called to come. So how do you put it that way? Is it the right way that they should develop the world of how to come and understand the mission? The answer to the world was invited by GPW. Of the I still want you to already have someone have a permission to say but the algorithm was made for the shooting at the position of the and one should Alright, is there anything that you must want to add on this report? Because I was never listening about a communication, where you made the recommendation there that called Vodacom to explain how far they were helping SPD. Yes, sir. The recommendation number 7 in paragraph 1, recommendation. The committee called Metro Police Commissioner and the Metro Commissioner Department themselves that attend the executive to the end of the Why can't they give it to the position not to change the police? Why can't they give it to the government? By the police committee. On the issue of this, you know, part of this was that thing distribution of pornographic material. That the through treatment involved the labor you find the selling of the hardcore pornography. And police themselves are the ones who go and buy the pornographic. And I think what we must say here is that we should invite the police commissioner and to engage the committee around the issue of the commission in line with the freedom of association. In line with the freedom of association. And you leave out the provincial commissioner and other parties. If you do this, you can listen to the commission. This thing I call Vodacom to explain it to how far they help you to do. You remember this supposed to be part of the commitment they made during the film and publication the deal is going to do the thing that they were looking at the ways and means of helping you to do. And that you can invite people that works with FTP to look at their the contribution in helping FTP to achieve this objective rather than just putting out for the comment. It will give you from the so that we can call it someone to meet their boss. The FTP itself
Thank you. forward this report to all the committees that are holding under the people's administration.
former band falls into the two committees or something. The social cluster and the citizens are being used at the same time. So this one was done under that rule. So on that note, members, this is what allow the committee of shepherds to visit it and then we'll bring it back to the on that note, members, can I then give members the report of the Portfolio Committee on Home Affairs, Health, People's Assembly, Oversight, and Business to the government? But because there's that committee, what that committee are saying, they are still grappling with the question of border control. My worry is Jefferson. The very same police who are still grappling to take over from defense, they are the ones who arrest people, take them to the jail. At the cost of our budget of Home Affairs.
Yeah, I can hear a radio concern. But what I want to propose is that in preparation for this meeting,
of the turnaround. Because the issue does not only end there. There are still border posts that are manned by the police. And there are other new border posts that one of them has just opened. Now, it's not easy to see the report on some of these issues. So therefore, I propose that we would be like some of these things, this tagging them as part of the engagement that we have with the department when they come to the Kala. We note them, and then we engage them specifically on the issue of the prevention. Because I believe very strongly that the turnaround will take into account all of these issues. If it's a turnaround that does not look at the border control, if it's a turnaround that does not say how do we change over from the FHL in the amending of Vodafone, that are treatment, then it will not be addressing them. This is a turnaround that says how we're going to deal with a correcting of documents. It will not be addressing the challenges. This is a turnaround that would not be saying how soon is an applicant, how long does it take for one who has applied for a measure, how long does it take as a living value. If turnaround does not address those things, I mean, it's just waste of time. If turnaround does not address better registration, you know, so these are key fundamental issues that this committee would have to put together to the turnaround when they present. Because they must be able to respond to the issue. Because that turnaround is important. So therefore, these are the challenges. So that's point for the turnaround. Remember, the second part of the report, fifth report, would be the report of the designer, which is the last of it. Or we only have, let's do the small one, the two small ones. Let's do the report of the portfolio committee on home affairs on the visits to the harbor to see your circumstances.
Yeah, actually, can I just raise one issue regarding the Zana report? Maybe all the reports, I mean, at the end of the day, it's important that when the reports come to the committee, they grammatically correct and so forth. I mean, it's not the committee secretary's task, it's Parliament's secretariat to see to it that the editing function is done by staff editing staff. So I think it's vital, also for the Zana one, that when it comes to the committee that, you know, just it should have verbs and all the things and so on. But it's the editing department, because we as committee can't do grammar errors and so on. That's not our task. We must deal with the merits. So really my suggestion would be that we look at that again. Otherwise, we're spending an hour and a half, 2 hours doing grammar errors. That's not our main task is to really engage the merits.
That's my biggest concern, but I'm not the only person that sits and do drama and all those things. I don't even have capacity to do that. Therefore, you see, my problem is I don't understand even how the report will come, you know, with the recommendation that will have. And then going through the people who are supposed to do the editing. Yeah, I know that there is that capacity for the control. Therefore, I think what we should recommend is to adopt this report. We should adopt them and send them back to the control of the thing. To correct all this, you know, if need be, we should write a formal letter that comes from this committee. That is not the work of the committee to review this thing as it says. So that the committee session of parliament to make sure that they have the mail. Because you cannot have one person without attached, no, it says nothing with them. Just by itself, and maybe all of this report, and it's not using the machine. So I think that's one thing again. That's not just something that we do, let's do all this one report that we do. And then we can then use the designer report in time, and then we'll come back to the designer report on Parliament, because I know that Parliament will have to give the report on the findings of that report. We can then use that report.
To answer the question raised by my colleague, which is that this committee, right, they let us to them as a power that can tell them to do their job. And we want to answer.
All right. Can we take the last report? The last report was on the oversight visit, but we leave the what's called the designer report for now. We'll give you the designer report in the next round when Parliament is ready and we'll report. But you can know this for now, but we'll give you the date. The report on the oversight visit to the harbor, which was the first thing that I know, is to know that it was funded by much of the, was from the actions that were produced to the harbor. And therefore, I think we have dealt with the findings of the report last week at the meeting with the Director General and the General said he won't come to release the committee, the committee through his plan. Therefore, I think we have engaged more than twice with this report now. I'm not sure as to what would members want to recommend now. Whether it can be that one that thinks that the government is going to come and give the holistic plan of the center on the immigration, I mean, the procedure of the center
I just want, but I want to add by saying that as a portfolio committee, we have the power and the mandate to be responsible about the funding, because the department, after we have done all the oversight, they are rectifying after we recommended, and then we must keep on doing it according to
the intervention, the interventions of the committee, which are discussing the department, is that the department acts on the basis of our intervention. I don't know, we don't have to put the question, but this is what causes the emphasizing that the committee should continue. Without this pressure coming from the community, the department would not be able to speed up some of the challenges. And I think, you know, part of what I want us to do, can you adopt this thing because we told and then we can then make whatever we do. Can I then move for the adoption of the research center report adoption? Try this one page out. And we don't see again in the engagement with the official. It's not even speaking on the issue of the operation. There was no capacity from this point. But we see about the government in the country. And we use this report, in fact, as a base for that issue. So when I move to the adoption of this report, part of what I'm supposed to remember is that we should have the session of the committee. Maybe that workshop that Bjorkman spoke about, the workshop on the immigration and all that. I think there's a need to do the oversight workshop. And that workshop can be a workshop between ourselves and the Department of Law. Not only the Department of Home Affairs, stakeholders, IEC, and public issues. I think there's a need to say that maybe we should go to that particular question. Because I find that as we try to do what we are required to do, we sort of get like, maybe it's not much of a resistance on Putin, but people are beginning to be very, I don't know, but people are beginning to be not comfortable. And it would be wrong in fact if those in present can be that intelligent. Therefore, I want to really propose that we work together with the community to really try as we close planning. We close with that particular scholarship. That we have this one arrangement where we talk our engagement and all of the issues that we have observed throughout the year, which means we have to sit down and make two policies for that. But discuss this oversight and how they understand it. Because to me, it's like, you know, the officials may not understand what is oversight. They're not trying. They're not even what they're doing. We have a material which is a belief, suffering from them having been doing what. and we can then invite like the next, not from outside, but from within Parliament, who will come and really present the document again of Parliament during the oversight on the conversation. Can you use that document? And I think there's a need to do that. Because I'm really getting worried from the moment you begin to get the reason that we have
we agree, gentlemen, and also as the auditor general's report in that meeting. Some of the concerns raised by auditor general, they keep on coming from the same department and are not addressing those concerns. Last week, in terms of parliamentary procedure, the 30th December, we're supposed to get audit reports, annual reports from the minister and the department.
It's September, I know, because it's
September. Yes, but September is gone. And then in terms of the procedure, the minister and the department are supposed to have to send a letter to parliament. I just want to find out from yourself whether you received a letter clarifying when are they going to submit.
We received a letter, but they don't say when. They say that the problem is with the auditor general. So likely with the auditor general that's in parliament. And this is our business. Like now, we're going to the media and tell the same thing. You have not voted, you are not responsible. What informs whatever that is by yourself for you? How do you debate? There's nothing you can do if you don't know what is in the lab. But nevertheless, in the meeting that will come, we'll be able to get the response. Back in our minds, members, is that as we know that we have resolved in the committee, in the last committee, that will give the minister an opportunity for her to give us a day when she'll be available. And we have done that, we have written the letter, and we have not yet received a response yet. So meaning that we'll await, we'll try and make a follow-up again during the course of today to check if they are doing everything. But meantime, I think we should continue what we must do as well.
Just for clarity, didn't he say the time limit, the minister time limit within which he had to respond?
Right.
I think so.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, the committee said it was Monday. I think it was what he said, but that's what I'm saying, that we can't get a date today, let's say this would be the day that so that's not good, but we'll then work on this workshop thing. We'll definitely just work on this. In fact, what we'll do is that we'll communicate. The last thing, there was this thing on around the floor crossing that Parliament members did. So the IEC responded that now they are prepared to come to Parliament to discuss this issue of because they've been working with political parties. All political parties have been engaging with the IEC around this issue. So therefore the IEC is ready to come and give us a report. But the very person with mentor does not want to go to a committee alone. They want to meet via Home Affairs Control Commission to be involved. So on that note, we are sort of waiting out the day, but we want to invite them to come and begin that. And we're looking at the end of next week in the absence of everything for now. But that will be subjected to confirmation from the mentor and the committee again. So, but we're looking at the date of next week. We can invite them, spend about an hour and a half with them to get around the issues. quite a notice ourselves where we gave with an impact at their level. It was quite a lot of effort to go. On that note, I want to can we adopt the minutes of all the reports?
Yes, sir.
All the minutes are adopted.
Yeah.
All the minutes are adopted. All right, members, thank you very much, and I wish you a wonderful afternoon, and I know that the voters believe for that.
Sure.
Yeah.